This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Recently, we devoted an entire episode to the gorgeous soundscapes to come out of Brazil in recent years. And I have to tell you, listening to all those modern masterpieces left me thinking. And after digging in our collection of Brazilian music, we've unearthed a number of classic tunes I would like to share with you today. So, hermano, Josh, I don't think we're ever going to forget this episode. There's bossa nova, MPB, Brazilian rock, even funk melody. Are you ready for an hour of the best in Brazilian music?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. We're going to start things off with a track, goodness, dare I say 20 years old, going back to 1999. An artist, Lenine, who I just absolutely love this song, Jack Soul Brasileiro, which I think the name describes it well. Very soulful, kind of swinging piece of soul rock, I guess. Very Brazilian flavored soul rock. This is probably among my favorite songs ever, at least in the Portuguese language. So let's take a listen, going back to 1999. Lenine, Jack Soul Brasileiro.
É certeiro e tem direção. Já que subi nesse ringue, o país do swing é o país da contradição. Eu canto pro rei da levada, na lei da embolada, na língua da percussão. A dança, mugango, dengo, a giga do mamulengo, o charme dessa nação.
Quem foi?
Fez o samba embolar.
Quem foi?
Que fez o corpo samba.
Quem foi?
Que fez a ema gemer na boca. Paguei, me diz quanto foi.
Foi 500 reais.
Me diz quanto foi.
Foi 500 reais.
Olha, Tião, oi, foi.
Fui,
comprasse,
comprei,
pagasse.
Paguei,
me diz quanto foi.
Foi 500 reais.
Me diz quanto foi.
E foi 500 reais.
Já que sou brasileiro, do tempero, do batuque, do truque, do picadeiro e do pandeiro e do repique, do pique, do funk rock, do toque da platinela, do samba na passarela, dessa alma brasileira despencando da ladeira na zoeira da banguela. Essa alma brasileira despencando da ladeira na zoeira da banguela. Já que sou brasileiro, do tempero, do batuque, do truque, do picadeiro e do pandeiro e do repique, do pique, do funk rock, do toque da platinela, do samba na passarela, dessa alma brasileira despencando da ladeira na zoeira da banguela. Essa alma brasileira despencando da ladeira na zoeira da banguela.
Quem foi?
Que fez o samba embolar.
Quem foi?
Que fez o corpo samba.
Quem foi?
Que fez a ema gemer na boa.
Quem foi?
Fez do corpo um coca.
Quem foi?
Que deixou o oco no lugar.
Quem foi?
Que fez do sapo cantor de lagoa. E diz aí, Tião.
Tião, foi, fosse, fui, comprasse, comprei, pagasse, paguei. Me diz quanto foi, foi guia do rei.
Eu só ponho o bebop no meu samba quando o tio Sam pegar no tamborim. Quando ele pegar e no bandeiro e no zabumba. Quando ele entender que o samba não é rumba. Aí eu vou misturar Miami com Copacabana. Chiclete eu misturo com banana. E o meu samba, e o meu samba vai ficar assim. A imagem meu, a imagem meu, a imagem meu. Meu,
está chovendo na roseira, que só dá rosa, mas não cheira a frescura das gotas úmidas, que é de Betinha, que é de Paulinho, que é de João, que é de ninguém. Pétalas de rosa espalhadas pelo vento, um amor tão puro carregou meu pensamento. Olha, um tico-tico mora ao lado e passeando no molhado adivinhou a primavera. Olha, que chuva boa prazenteira que vem molhar minha roseira. Chuva boa criadeira que molha a terra, que enche o rio, que lava o céu, que traz o azul. Está florido e o riachinho de água esperta se lança em vasto rio de águas calmas. Ah, você é de ninguém. Ah, você é de ninguém. Você é de ninguém.
Wow, my brother Josh. We just heard Chovendo na Roseira, composition by the master of the bossa nova, the timeless Antonio Carlos Jobim. And this is from a record that I sort of almost, you know, embarrassed to report that I just discovered very recently. I discovered it a few months ago. This is 1981 classic LP by Edu Lobo and Antonio Carlos Jobim. The record is called Edu y Tom, Tommy Edu. And Chovendo na Roseira, of course, is a much more famous version, and that's with Elis Regina on vocal, from the legendary Elis and Tom record that came out years before this 1981 collaboration. But I just loved what they did, what Edu Lobo, of course, a man of great talents, what he did with Chovendo na Roseira. And in a way, this track to me symbolizes that velvety quality, that lightness that bossa nova, that the best bossa nova can have. It's so light, in fact, that I think we need to go to something a little heavier and a little funkier to change gears, wouldn't you say?
Yes, Ernesto, which I thought would bring us to the group Ojapa, which in spite of its pronunciation is spelled O and then Rapa, like R-A-P-P-A. This song, my favorite song by them, Me Deixa, you know, I have a bit of a personal connection, Ernesto, to this song. Back in the year 2000, I was asked by Miles Copeland, yes, the famous manager of The Police. He was running a label called Arc 21, which was part of Universal. And I was asked to produce an album, a compilation of Latin alternative music that would be marketed to a wider audience. You know, we had a lot of great artists, some of whom we still play on the show, like Julieta Venegas featured, but I did want to have one song from Brazil. And Warner in the US sent me some music to check out from their Brazil label. The only one that really grabbed me was this group Ojapa and this song Me Deixa, which, you know, this was pre-internet for the most part. I had no way to find anything about this group. And it was funny, like years later in the Spotify era, I decided to check it out. And I guess my ears were correct because this song, Me Deja, had like 20 million plays on Spotify and is the group's biggest hit. So I'm glad my ears didn't prove me wrong. This is a really cool mix of like funk, hip hop, rock, and proves why this group, Ojapo, is one of the most popular rock fusion bands in Brazil. Let's take a listen. This is off, at least in the US, it comes off an album that I personally executive produced called Escena Alter Latina. Coming back to the year 2000, Ojapo, Me Deja. This is the Latin Alternative.
is the Latin alternative. Today it's all about the past, not the present. A few weeks ago we did an entire hour of the Latin alternative focusing on the wondrous present of Brazilian music, and that left me thinking, wanted to go back to the past, to the gems of the past. That's what we're doing today. So we just went back to 1995 with this great rock band, pop rock band from Brazil, Pato Fu, with the wonderful vocals of Fernanda Takai. Very much a 90s sound here. I also love the title of this album, Gol de Quem, meaning a perennial soccer reference, favorite sport in Brazil, of course. Who made the goal? You know, whose goal was it? So a great sense of humor always has signified the music of Pato Fu. Unlike the work of Bebel Gilberto, one of my favorite Brazilian singers, who really is all about the sort of the smoldering sensuality of the electro bossa, wouldn't you say, Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And I really loved this record that came out on the Six Degrees label, Bebel Gilberto Remixed, which saw a host of different remixers, some Latin, some European, some American, mixing some of Bebel's best work. And this song really stood out for me. Aganju, remixed by the Latin Project, or the Latin Project Mix. This song's just kind of really swing in, has this nice like Latin groove. I feel like if I was just sitting in the beach in a sophisticated city somewhere in Brazil, this would be my soundtrack of choice. So let's take a listen. Aganju, the Latin Project Mix, Bebel Gilberto, from the Bebel Gilberto Remixed album.
Te esperei na
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Mesmo de cara lavada, diz que sou sua pintada. Eu já lhe disse, meu amor, isso sangão. Lhe botei que aqui estão pra ajudar você a encontrar o caminho de casa.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on what we are calling Brazilian classics. That was the lovely chanteuse Seu and the song. Ernesto, I don't speak French as well as you, so I believe there's a French title, Grandes de Beauté. I don't know how to say it.
That's not bad at all, Josh. Yes, Grandes de Beauté, that's the title of this by Seu. Certainly sort of change things up, stir things up a little in the Brazilian music scene at the beginning of the new millennium, right?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, we were talking about this a little bit, whereas like Bebel Gilberto kind of wore the Brazilian influences proudly on her sleeve. You know, Seu incorporated a bit more, you could say, European influences. You certainly heard hints of trip-hop on that song. That track came out, I want to say, about 10 years ago on her album Vagarosa.
And now, Josh, we're going to listen to something very special. We're going to go back to the 60s, and I have to tell you, a few months ago, I was exploring the works of Adriana Calcanhoto, this very talented singer-songwriter from Brazil, sort of strictly MPB territory. And I was listening to this live album. Adriana Calcanhoto can do some wondrous things with just her voice and her guitar and the adoring crowd behind. And I listened to this song called Devolva Me, which in fact was a big hit, millions of listeners on Spotify. And I kept listening to this song time and time again. And I was thinking, is this an Adriana Calcanhoto original? This has, I don't know, it has a feeling like almost like a classic doo-wop American tune from the 50s, something like that. It smells like a classic tune. So I started investigating. And yes, of course, Devolva Me is a cover from the 60s. In the 60s, I found out there was this duo, Leno and Lilian, and they would appear in the Jovem Guarda television program. That was the day of the Brazilian rockers with long hair and jangly guitars like Roberto Carlos and Erasmo Carlos and the one and only Wanderleia. This is a wonderful and largely undiscovered period in the music of Brazil for all of us who are outside of the South American giant. So the Jovem Guarda was a serious movement, very romantic, influenced by the guitars of British pop at the time, but still very much Brazilian. So I tracked for us the original version of Devolva Me. This is from their debut album in 1966, and here they are, Lelo and Lilian, with the romantic tendencies of the Jovem Guarda in 1966.
As minhas cartas e não me procure mais. Assim será melhor, meu bem. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Mas se tiver, devolva-me. Deixe-me sozinho, porque assim eu viverei em paz. Quero que sejas bem feliz junto do seu novo rapaz. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Mas se tiver, devolva-me. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda tens, não sei. Se tiver, devolva-me. Deixe-me sozinho, porque assim eu viverei em paz. Quero que sejas bem feliz junto do seu novo rapaz. O retrato que eu te dei, se ainda não sei, mas se tiver, devolva-me, devolva-me, devolva-me.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative. and a spotlight on Brazilian classics. Now, Ernesto, I'm using, in this case, the definition of Brazilian a little lightly here, because this next track is a collaboration between Beck and Seu Jorge. It appeared on the Benefit album Red Hot in Rio. You know, I was a big fan of these Red Hot compilations that were put together, pairing up often Latin artists with non-Latin artists and all to fight HIV in South America. And this track was just so much fun. And they basically, Seu Jorge joined Beck to rework Beck's song Tropicália. And this is a remix actually done by Mario Caldado, best known as the engineer for the Beastie Boys. But a lot of people never realized that Mario Caldado is actually Brazilian himself. So he knew what he was doing, Ernesto, when he added this nice little groove. I'm a big fan of this track. Let's give it up for Beck and Seu Jorge. Tropicália, Mario C Remix, 2011.
Quando eles batem numa guitarra quebrada, as ruas têm um charme bem tropical. As embaixadas que ficam sem opções, onde os turistas vão e se descompõem. Você dançou em pleno fogo cruzado, se mascarou. Vai voltar pro passado, passou calor no bar equatorial. Não tem confete, não tem mais carnaval.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in great hotels. Be a big
bear. Maré de azar, cantou canções funerárias pros garanhões. Que são de bronze anabólico, vão tropeçar na neblina do milênio até cair e se desinflarem.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. To be a big thing.
Oh, and now you've had your fun. Under an air-conditioned sun. It's burned into your eyes. Leaves you plain and left behind. I see them rise and fall
into the jaws of a pestilent love.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you could sell. Misery waits and break your hell. Would you be a victim?
No, Josh, I wanted to ask you, are you at all familiar with the subgenre known as funk melody?
Ernesto, I'm going to plead somewhat guilty. I'm familiar with baile funk and these many other funk subgenres in Brazil, but not this one.
Exactly, and that was the case with me until a few months ago when I was doing this big project on Brazilian music and I got to discover all these gems. And I discovered the music known as funk melody, of course, an offshoot of funk carioca, more romantic, based on digital rhythms, very sweet melodies. And I just fell head over heels in love with this record, Glamurosa, by the one and only MC Marcinho. This is from a compilation called Rio Super Funk. Something to note besides that, this is, I mean, as infectious as it gets, dance floor anthem, it's beautiful, sort of honeyed melody, great singing by MC Marcinho, but also the lyrics, Josh, are just fantastic. This anthem to this powerful female who is a Rainha do Funk, she's a queen of funk, and of course it's a not-so-veiled reference to Xuxa, the television presenter and singer who's very, very famous in Brazil. So here he is, MC Marcinho, we're going sort of a little bit back in time to the glorious days of funk melody with Glamurosa.
Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Se quiser falar de amor, fale com o Marcinho, vou te lambuzar, te encher de carinho. Em matéria de amor, todos me conhecem bem, vou fazer tu vibrar no meu estilo, vai e vem. Minha gata tá doida, vou te dar beijo na boca, beijar teu corpo inteiro, te deixar muito louca. Vem, vem dançar, empine o seu popozão, remexe gostoso e vai descendo até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Verdinha moreninha, pulsa e loirinha, me deixa doidinho quando dança tremidinha. O funk do meu Rio se espalhou pelo Brasil, até quem não gostava quando viu não resistiu. Mulheres saradas, lindas deslumbrantes, corpo de sereia, olhar bem excitante. Se tu não curte o funk, pode gritar de bobeira, bote uma beca esperta e se junte a massa funkeira. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão. Glamurosa, rainha do funk, poderosa, olhar de diamante nos envolve, nos fascina, agita o salão, balança gostoso, requebrando até o chão.
This is the Latin Alternative. ¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Brasil, meu Brasil brasileiro, meu mulato insoneiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos o Brasil samba que dá bamboleio, que faz gingar, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor. Brasil, pra mim cortina do passado, tira a mãe preta do cerrado, bota o rei Congo no congado. Brasil, pra mim, deixa cantar de novo o trovador, a mera história, a luz da lua, toda a canção do meu amor. Brasil, terra boa e gostosa, da morena cestrosa, de olhar indiscreto, o Brasil samba que dá bamboleio, que faz gingar, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor. Brasil, pra mim, da coco, onde eu amarro a minha rede, nas noites claras de lua. Brasil, pra mim, ah, ouve essas fontes murmurantes, aonde eu mato a minha sede e onde a lua vem brincar.
This is the Latin Alternative, and I'm very sad, Josh, because we're slowly starting to wrap up this special episode devoted to the glorious past of Brazilian music. And of course, if we're talking about that, how could we miss Gal Costa, one of the most transcendental singers ever to emerge from Brazil? Gal Costa did it all. She's still active, by the way. She released a new single a couple of weeks ago that we're going to feature in a new music episode soon. But I wanted to feature some of the glorious moments of Gal Costa when she was at the very apex of her vocal abilities in the 70s and 80s. This is Aquarela do Brasil that we just listened. It's the Ari Barroso classic from the LP that of the same name that Gal Costa released, I believe, in 1980. Which at the time, this was the cutting edge production. So it's like a revised late 70s version of Aquarela do Brasil. And now I think we should go to Bahia for the Afro-heavy music of that region in Brazil, right?
Yes, Ernesto. We're talking about Carlinhos Brown, just truly funky slice of Brazilian music. I love, you know, the Afro-funk sounds that he does, especially on this track, A Namorada, which oddly I found unavailable on Spotify. I truly cannot understand why. Perhaps there's licensing issues, I don't know. But I encourage folks to search this out. Perhaps it's up there on YouTube. And of course, Carlinhos, also a member of Tribalistas, the all-star group that recently just toured the U.S., Ernesto, right?
Yes, that was a memorable show.
From Carlinhos, I understand, Ernesto, we are going to hear something a little bit more tranquilo, if you will.
seu baile e você vai curtir comigo e vai dançar todo mundo aí. Porque nesse barato, nesse esperto, nesse swing, vamos ver, vamos dançar, vamos sacudir, vamos balançar.
Festa de sol, um barquinho a deslizar no macio azul do mar. tudo é verão, amor se faz num barquinho pelo mar que desliza sem parar. Sem intenção, nossa canção vai saindo deste mar e o sol beija o barco e luz. Dias tão azuis. Volta do mar, desmaia o sol e o barquinho a deslizar e a vontade de cantar. Céu tão azul, ilhas do sul e o barquinho, coração deslizando na canção. Tudo isso é paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão. Então o barquinho vai, a tardinha cai. Desmaia o sol e o barquinho a deslizar e a vontade de cantar. Céu tão azul, ilhas do sul e o barquinho, coração deslizando na canção. Tudo isso é paz, tudo isso traz uma calma de verão. Então o barquinho vai, a tardinha cai. O barquinho vai, a tardinha cai.
This is a Latin alternative. We just heard the wondrous voice of Maisa. What an interesting voice. So like in a way, she reminds me like Chris Connor or Peggy Lee or June Christie, you know, like American jazz, torch songs, cool jazz of the 50s and 60s. That's the sound of Maisa.
If you like what you've been hearing on the Latin alternative, we hope you'll follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. On Facebook, you can find us at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. And on Instagram, we are at The Latin Alternative. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on iTunes or Spotify, or simply heading to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, hermano, how about a romantic anthem of hope recorded live where, I have to tell you, audience participation is of paramount importance?
I'm not going to turn that down. Now, does this happen to have appeared on MTV?
You're going to love this, Josh, because this is the band Barão Vermelho. This is one of the key rock bands in Brazil. And in 1990, they record one of those MTV specials, which is titled Balada MTV. Here they are, Barão Vermelho and the Brazilian crowd and the song Por Você. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Por você, eu dançaria tango no teto. Eu limparia os trilhos do metrô. Eu iria a pé do Rio a Salvador. Eu aceitaria, como é? Eu deixaria de beber. Por você, eu ficaria rico um mês. Eu dormiria de meia pra virar burguês. Eu mudaria até o meu nome. Eu viveria em greve de fome. Desejaria todo dia a mesma mulher. Você, por você, por você, por você, por você, conseguiria até ficar alegre. Pintaria todo o céu de vermelho.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.